And now let's go to a business story. For 20 years, we have watched this rivalry between Apple and Microsoft.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Are you going in for a checkup?
Well, I'm upgrading to Vista today, which is great, but I get a little nervous when they mess around with my inside.
But this is a rivalry that Microsoft has been winning for a long time. Until now, we turn to Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Apple, very big day in the markets, although we're going to talk about the markets going down. Apple finally above Microsoft, worth more.
That's right. The market cap of Apple went up. And, you know, it might be helpful to remind us all what market cap is. It's the stock price of a company times the number of shares. So it really shows how much money investors are putting behind a company, how much they believe in it. And Apple's market cap is now bigger than Microsoft's. That makes it only the second biggest market cap there is in an American company. Only ExxonMobil is ahead of it. So it's a lot of money, $222 billion of investor money behind Apple.
Well, after the New York Times published a story about this yesterday, there were some incredibly strong responses on the website. Some people said that Enron ended up with a high market cap, and they think it's kind of like an athlete getting on the front page of Sports Illustrated, one person said. What's behind this?
Oh, that's that eerie theory about, you know, like moving to a big shiny building heralding the end.
Right,
of a
Toyota
company,
becomes largest automaker.
I think that's a little superstitious. Right. You know, an interesting thing is, of course, in the Apple storyline, this is a moment because if you remember a decade ago, people were saying Apple was really dead. If you remember Michael Dell, who runs Dell Computer, he came out and said 10 years ago, Apple should just turn back its money to stockholders, shut the company down. And the chief technology officer of Microsoft said, Apple is already dead. But what happened was Steve Jobs came back to Apple, and he really reinvented Apple into a company that's focusing on devices in your hand rather than just computers on your desk. And what people are saying about the fact that Apple's market cap is now bigger than Microsoft's is that the future is really about these handheld devices, not the desk computer.
Okay, well, that's Apple's big day. But quickly, Louise, the market dipped below 10,000. That's clearly disheartening for people. Does that actually mean the economy is not yet rebounded?
Well, it certainly shows people in the market are worried. We've talked about this 10,000 moment on air a few times in the last year because we've gone up and down around it a few times. But it's a psychological mark. 10,000 is something that we first passed back in 1999. So for stock investors, we haven't moved much here, and it reflects people's concern that there may be a double-dip recession. We may have problems in Europe that come over to the U.S., and so investors are nervous.
Okay, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.